It has been my privilege and distinct pleasure to be the guest chaplain here in the Chapel of the Transfiguration. I'm hosted by St. John's Episcopal Church in Jackson and welcome you on their behalf and the behalf of all the people that have worshiped and prayed in this space for 100 years. Next week, we'll be celebrating the centennial of this chapel. And the rector, the head priest, Jimmy Bartsch, will be out here as part of that celebration. And I'll be holding the fort down in town. So I say that I'm here to be a guest chaplain. I preside and I preach. I'm going to let you in a little secret. My preaching is just a small part of this. These mountains are the preacher. They preach. They preach in a way that is beyond words. This chapel is a place where we are invited to experience awe, to experience wonder. It's a place we're invited to see Christ, to see the divine being revealed in all things. It is a place we're invited to pay attention. All our scripture readings today also invite us to pay attention, to be aware that the divine is closer than we think, being revealed in perhaps the most mundane or unexpected of places. Think about our story from Genesis today. Here's Abraham sitting in his tent on a hot afternoon. And then he hears the approach of footsteps. And he looks up. Now scripture says, in these strangers came God. The divine presence was revealed in these three unexpected guests. Abraham jumps up. He prepares a welcome. He offers water, shade, food, rest. He gets the bread a baking. In the barbecue, he fires up the barbecue. Do I have any folks from Texas here? Then I don't have to preach to you about the presence of the divine in barbecue. The rest of all y'all may need to see this as the place that God, Christ, is revealed. And in this revelation, in this gift of hospitality, in this posture of open eyes and open heart, Abraham receives a promise that the family he and his wife had long sought was going to be born within the year. Now, there's a little note to this story. Abraham was 120 and Sarah was 90. So these visitors arrived with dusty feet and an improbable promise. And that's how God is often revealed to us. Then our gospel story. Jesus goes to the closest thing he'd known to a home. As a traveling itinerant preacher, rabbi, he checked in with his friends Mary and Martha and their brother Lazarus. Now, Mary busied herself getting things ready working in the kitchen, preparing the meal, doing all those thousands of little things that you do when someone special has arrived. Sister Mary, she just sat at Jesus' feet and listened to him. Now, folks, I'm going to tell you, I am solidly on Team Mary in this story. I like to get things done. I like to jump in and make things happen. I'm a get-her-done kind of guy. And I'll tell you something. Were it not for the Marthas in our world, we wouldn't have a lot of the institutions, the families, the churches that we enjoy. We need a world full of Marthas. There is a little subtext to this. Sometimes us Marthas can get a little resentful. Jesus, as Jesus so often does, reframed things. Said, "Martha, dear Martha, you are distracted. You are doing so many different things. You've lost track of the one thing." Now, what if this story is not about shaming Martha or pitting the sisters against each other, but about asking each of us to consider, where is my attention? Where am I focused? In the busyness of life, what is my perspective? Where am I rooted? Jesus says, there's one thing: to be in my presence. Now, this magnificent hymn, it's a hymn, it's a poem, it's a cosmological celebration that comes from Colossians. Says to be focused on Christ is to be focused on the very source and substance of all that is, will be, and has ever been. Told you it was cosmic. This Christ is not just Jesus the man, it includes Jesus the man, but the eternally pre-existent principle of the divine coursing through all that exists. Yes, these great mountains in their grandeur, but also in our very human souls, including those parts that aren't that pretty. This wild expanse of nature contains Christ and reveals Christ. So does the person in the pew next to you. That's the one thing. That's the one thing we are invited to bring our attention to. Christ is not an add-on to life. Christ is life itself. There's a poet I love, Wendell Berry, and there's a line from one of his poems. He says, "The Creator is divided in creation for the joys of recognition. We are invited to pay attention, to see where the divine is being revealed, where God is present, yes, in beauty, but also in those things that are less than beautiful or perplexing or sometimes just inexplicable. Christ is present in all this. In Christ we live and move and have our being. Psalm 15 talks about what it means to enter into this divine presence. When we pay attention, we live with intention. We walk a life of integrity. You know what integrity is? That's when your insides line up with your outsides. We speak the truth. We honor those who are walking the path with us. We are kind. We are generous. We are grateful. Here's what the mountains are teaching us. Here's what they teach us. That our roots go deep. That southern weather changes, swirl around. Yet in Christ, we are invited to keep the main thing, to pay attention to Christ being present in all things and in each of us. We are invited to focus on the one thing. And as you go down this hill, down this mountain, to wherever you came from, whatever brought you here, hint, it was Jesus. Take this with you. There's one thing that matters. The presence of Christ in all things, including within you, your neighbor. Let that ripple out with intention into your life, your family, your community, your world. Keep focused on the one thing and trust Jesus' promise that it will never, never be taken from you. Amen. Thank you.